So I'm listening to Laura Nero on my phone, on my iPhone. So she was a great songwriter, obviously, and she was a hell of a singer. And what Laura Nero did was she would click up into her falsetto, you know, like you just heard her right there. She'd go, come, that's going up into the falsetto from your chest voice. One of the greatest rock and roll singers ever was Ann Wilson of Heart, is Ann Wilson of Heart. She's got the greatest chest voice. I mean, that woman gets soaring, man. She goes way the fuck up. And the chest voices, chest voice, for those of you who listen to my show, that's Margaret, see? I haven't gone into falsetto. To go into falsetto, I would be doing this. I'd be in falsetto now. And that's a kind of a joke voice that I use when the guys haven't, you know, when they're scared and they show their chicken shit kind of thing. Like, let me tell you something. You, whatever we do that, you, I don't know, whatever the character may say, you're not going to make me look like a fool, you know. So that's a falsetto. But the chest voice is going as far, as high as you can go without going into falsetto. And there's vocal exercises you can do. I took voice exercise and voice therapy from Roger Love. Roger found out that I smoked one day. He was like, what the fuck are you doing, man? I mean, I didn't think it mattered, but it did to him. So I learned not to be smoking cigarettes around it. But basically, goo, 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 goo. This is literally the exercise, and it's for getting your voice, getting that chest voice. Go 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 go. Here I'm already fucking up, right? I need water. There's all kinds of, my throat's probably dry, but go 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 go. And you had to force your way up there too. So if you're a singer, you guys know, or if you're just starting out using your voice. Go 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 go. Now I just went into falsetto there. I don't want to do that. Go 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 go. If I went into falsetto, I'd be going go 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 go. Right? You know, when you click over into falsetto, and you don't want to do that. You want to get as high up with your chest voice as you can, and then if you need falsetto. But generally, if you're doing voice acting, or whatever the fuck you want to call what I do, voice character work, you are working with your chest voices very few times, and I'm going to go into falsetto like this unless it's really a comic thing that I'm doing. You know, Mickey Mouse. Whoever did the voice of Mickey Mouse, I don't know who it was. Right out of the gate, that was a falsetto. Hi, boys and girls, this is Mickey Mouse. You know, and that was probably the easiest fucking gig that cat ever had, because there's nothing easier in this world than doing a falsetto voice like that. Okay, welcome to The Fang. First day of April, April 1st, April Fool. You notice that we don't even, on the Phil Henry Show, April Fool's Day just does not exist, because the whole goddamn purpose of my life is April Fool's Day. Everything we've ever done. It's just, everything's an April Fool's joke. Wow, a lot of stuff going on, man. Good stuff, though. A lot of good stuff going on. These are the things I can't share with you because we have certain rules and regulations and prescriptions and professional considerations, and you don't want to let people know what's going on because you don't want to give anybody else any ideas about what's going on. However, got hired for a couple of jobs. And, you know, it's interesting because right now there's this discussion about AI. Nobody really knows what the fuck's going on. Nobody really knows what the fuck's going on. And I've pretty much resigned myself to my live stage show. We're going to keep doing that. We're going to do it in Florida. Our next real desire is to do it in Miami. And, you know, just the galaxy of Phil Hendry. And what I'm doing here with the podcasting and any other kind of little projects we can come up with, you know. But I am not waiting around. And I talk, and I won't mention any names, but when we were out on Friday and we was shooting with some friends, you know, and there were a couple of actors, and Patton wasn't one of them. There were a couple of actors that I was talking to, and I said, "How's it going?" They said, "Nothing, man." Like, in other words, these cats are better actors than me in terms of camera work, and these dudes were not getting calls, you know, they were not getting auditions. Now, I realize that it's probably, quote unquote, gonna get better, but what happened is the following thing. The pandemic, and people don't fucking understand. I don't understand why a lot of people don't get this shit, because it's not fucking hard to get. The fucking pandemic proved to companies they didn't have to spend the money they were fucking spending. Look at this. They can work from fucking home, okay? Look at this. We can just put a whole bunch of people on telephone, man, and people will just deal with people on telephone. We don't have to have the customer service we used to have. Look at this. We're saving money on fucking overhead. We're saving money, all kinds of shit that we're saving money on. And of course, the price went up, not necessarily because they wanted to be assholes, but because it's a fucking supply chain, motherfuckers. God damn it. When people talk about inflation, I lose it. Because they fucking don't know what it means, what it is and who causes it and what causes it. And they want to, you know, I don't even want to talk about it. But here's the bottom line of the shit. The movie makers, the studios, the cats that do the TV shows realized that they had all this streaming product that people were sitting at home and watching. They weren't going out to movie theaters. They were a captive audience, and they had tons and 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 tons of shit streaming, whether it's Netflix, whether it was Hulu, whether it was whoever the fuck, Paramount Plus, Peacock. So they realize, oh, we got a lot of product. So bang, they are pushing that out there, and they don't need a whole lot of motherfucking actors to do a lot of new projects. Now, here's what you got to do if you're an actor today. You got to come to a company, not just with your acting skill, but with a project, with a script, with a show already fucking done. Maybe not the pilot, but it wouldn't hurt. See what I'm saying? So the days of going and writing a pilot and then having the studio bankroll it and go in and you do the pilot and then they see if they like it for a TV series, those days are, you know, now competing with the new days, which is anybody, any actor, any producer can go out and produce his own goddamn pilot. Come up with a, you know, and then present it to a studio. Present it to a streamer. Present it to a streamer that needs content. Roku, fucking Tubi, whatever the fuck that's called. Hubi, you know, Mubi, all that shit. Those cats need content. Netflix sure as fuck doesn't. So you create your own show, or at least pilot that you pitch to these guys. Here's my pilot. I just produced it. I, you know, here are my actors. It's all done. You guys didn't have to do shit. Put it on your platform. They need streaming. They need streaming product. Now, very good friend of mine who is a producer in the business said to me, you know, dude, Phil, take the Galaxy of Phil Hendry and film it, man, and present it to a streamer. I said, okay. I said, how much is that going to cost me? Now, I think the one we did on March the 1st, I think Jonah brought some cameras out, you know, but he said, to do a really good one, you need $100,000. I said, I'm going to dig into my fucking pocket and pull out $100,000. You don't have to do that. What do? Fucking crowdsource. I said, dude, that sounds very cheap. He said, everybody's fucking doing it. Is it everybody is... Everybody is bankrolling their, yes, they're crowdsourcing, man, and people are doing it. And it's not the cheesy-ass fucking thing it used to be. I guess people used to crowdsource for all kinds of things, you know, as you know, medical help, this, that, this, that. But here's what people do, and here's what maybe will do. You crowdsource it, and then you promise people that they're going to be credited as a producer. So if you contribute money to a person's project, they'll put your name up as a producer. Okay. Maybe, and you could even do things like, you know, at a certain price point, you're an executive producer. I mean, that's the way it works in the real world. It does. Or you give special mention, this kind of shit. So I don't know. What we do want to do with the Galaxy of Phil Hendry is put it back up on its feet a few more times. We've done it three times now. We've done it in front of fans. We've sold out two of the three shows. The Friday nights are hard, man. The two shows we sold out were both Saturday nights. Those shows are fucking... Generally, Saturday night is the night... There's a lot of... lots and lots of walk-up business, all kinds of... So we sold out our Saturday night in September. We sold out our Saturday night in March. We got damn close on Friday night. And so the next step is to do it in Florida, I think Miami. And I'd like to do it at the Broward Center, one of the theaters there, one of the modestly sized theaters there. I don't know if they have a 200 or 300 seater. That would be perfect. And then I could get up and go... She wore a raspberry beret. I'm just kidding. That would be cool. That would be cool. So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to talk to Joan about that. Yeah. All right. Okay, baby. Well, that's it for tonight. Let's check this shit out that we're about to do.